You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Follow up on a conversation from earlier because I got a couple of these texts. I was making the argument that as a gun owner, the guns I own are specifically to shoot human beings. I'm amazed that more people don't say that out loud. I assume and hope to God they're never used that for that. But that's why I own them. That's why I bought them in the first place. And I think most people are pretending that's not true. Okay, we got this text, and this I don't have any reason to doubt this. Love you guys, but I have to say I own multiple handguns and long guns, and I never bought them intending to shoot a human being as part of the equation. Maybe it's the word intending as opposed to in case. I don't know. But, okay, maybe you're just a hunter. But those millions and millions of guns that were sold since the riots after George Floyd, we were setting a record every month in this country. By far, with the number of guns sold in America, almost every single one of those guns, almost every single one,
was to go hunting because of the unrest that we saw.
Almost every one of those guns was purchased as personal protection against what? Deer? No, against human beings. In case you ever have to use it. Almost every one of those guns purchased was purchased to shoot a human. And that's just a fact. I hate even saying it out loud, but it's kind of childish to not. That's what they're for. That's what people are going to the gun ranges for the most part, is to be able to know how to use the gun they bought for home protection that they hopefully keep, you know, in a safe and all the safe ways away from their kids and all the right responsible stuff. But the reason you have it is in case you ever have to shoot a human. And that needs to be either defended or not within the laws of the land. The Second Amendment would seem to indicate, and the Supreme Court does indicate, that that's why people are allowed to have guns.
I just wish everybody on each side of the issue, on all the sides of the issue, would stop pretending it's simple, and if people would stop being evil, it would be all solved. If the Republicans would stop being evil, if the Democrats would stop trying to take our guns, it's complicated, and there are multiple layers. At the risk of wearing this point of view out, there are several factors, 3 to 5, say, in child mental health, adolescent mental health, young people's mental health, who has the impulse to act violently? What can be done about it in the family? What can be done in schools? What can be done in the government in terms of mental health help? Should there be red flag warnings? Should various weapons be available for the average person? Should schools harden the target? Should teachers be trained? Should kids drill on active shooter drills? There are so many different questions, and we have to answer all of them, not one of them, all of them. And is there somewhere a bipartisan a commission working on this? I know Governor Ducey in Arizona was trying very, very hard a couple of years back, I think it was, to craft intelligent red flag warning laws to keep guns out of the hands of people with dangerous or potentially dangerous mental illnesses. This has to be a holistic approach, for God's sake. So if you're tuning in hoping to hear our side good, our side bad, you're in the wrong place.
And we do draw the line on guns and what people are allowed to have. As we all know, you can't really have a machine gun, and there are various places you can't take guns, almost everywhere in the country in certain ways. So we do draw lines. Where we draw those lines is I'm open to a regular argument. Like I said multiple times, I have a highly placed law enforcement, right-wing, Second Amendment-supporting friend who doesn't like the idea that regular people can own AR-15s. Maybe you agree with that, maybe you don't. But where do you draw the line on these? Now, your argument might be, and I fully understand this argument, okay, so law enforcement can have it, and Nancy Pelosi's bodyguard can have it, but I can't have it. I get that argument completely.
Yeah, yeah, and criminals can have it because they ignore the law.
Because they ignore the law. Yeah, I saw a rundown of the number of laws that this 18-year-old broke yesterday. You know, all the different kinds of you're not allowed to have a gun on school grounds or within this many feet or blah, 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 this much ammunition. Yeah, there's all kinds of laws that he broke. He apparently didn't care about those laws.
Well, and you know, it's a difficult reality. There are so many guns physically in the United States of America right now. We could never manufacture another gun, and those with the intent to commit horrific acts of violence would still get them.
It would be,
it'd be harder.
You'd have to confiscate them. That would be the only hope, which seems, even without the Second Amendment problems, pretty unlikely. And people always use the example of going to, you know, right-winger Clem's house in Montana and trying to get his gun. Can you imagine that? Okay, that's one angle. How about you go into the hood in Chicago and try to confiscate all those guns? Good luck with that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they use those every weekend.
So we wanted to bring you a variety of perspectives from a variety of people commenting on the horrific shooting. Some we agree with, some we disagree with. I'm sure, you know, you'll be the same way. I didn't need to hear a single word from the president last night. I knew what he was going to say. We've heard it all before. I'm shocked. I don't need to hear somebody else say they're shocked. But he gave rather a lengthy speech. Why don't we go ahead with 45, Michael?
For every citizen in this country, we have to make it clear to every elected official in this country, it's time to act. It's time for those who obstruct or delay or block the common sense gun laws. We need to let you know that we will not forget. We can do so much more. We have to do more.
Oh, so they are common sense gun laws, are they? Do they square with the Second Amendment? Would I agree they're common sense? You've declared them common sense. In fact, that's the new brand of the laws they're trying to push. Common sense gun laws. Okay, are they or aren't they? That's an open question. And I'd appreciate people not pandering and pretending that they are, you know, settled questions.
Like, there are, I guess, some places. I live in California, so very strict gun laws in California. And by the way, there are all kinds of mass shootings in states that have the strictest gun laws that they proposed in states where they don't have the strictest gun laws. So it happens all the time. I mean, there's no way you can draw a line through certain states with their laws having more shootings, the mass shootings. It just doesn't fit.
Just to throw out, for example, Connecticut, Colorado, Texas. Come on now.
Yeah. I had a point. What was my point? Common sense gun laws. Taking away your guns. Owning guns. Well, passing laws. I don't like the idea that there are certain ways to buy guns that there aren't background checks and certain ways that there aren't. I'm fine with a background check on buying a gun. I don't like the fact that they now have background checks in California on buying a bullet. And I haven't even figured out the rules to buy ammunition in so long since they passed the new rules. There's too much paperwork.
The rule is head to Reno or have somebody do it for you. And yeah. That's probably against the law. And I would never advocate breaking any laws, state or federal. On the other hand, do the math. Oh, let's see.
But I don't want known criminals to be able to go to gun shows and buy a gun. I'm in agreement with that.
Clip number 50 is conservative journalist Molly Hemingway.
You know, shootings are a very horrible example of the rot that's going on in our country. But there are so many things, whether it's rising rates of addiction, a decline of family formation, the suicide epidemic, people feeling alienated from themselves and from their communities, the lack of good economy and labor situation. We have so many examples going in play. You kind of wonder, what's it going to take for us all to focus on, again, loving one another, thinking about how we can help each other as a country, as a town, as a state.
With some similar thoughts, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, in clip 51.
When I grew up, we didn't have these situations. We didn't have mass shooters in our schools. We didn't have this evil. And so we really have to look at us as a people, as a country. We're a coarse society. We're a society that's just at each other's throats all the time. And we're better than this as a nation.
When I was a kid, every boy I knew, including me, had access to their dad's gun. They knew exactly where it was. It was up on the gun rack. It wasn't locked up. And it just wasn't a thing. Why? What's the answer for that? I don't know. I have no idea. Something cultural.
Throwing this one in just because it's so freaking strange. This is Juliette Kayyem, who's a CNN analyst and a former DHS official. Dig this, if you will. Clip 52.
From an investigation standpoint, I'm going to do what the facts tell me now. So I've got demographics, first of all, an 80% Hispanic school district. So the most important thing for the federal government to do right now is to say there will be no immigration enforcement during this period in that area. It has a large immigration population. You want parents with their kids. You don't want people hiding right now. And we need to make that clear ASAP because of the political issues in Texas.
Wow.
Where in America is DHS sweeping through Texas towns, for instance, hunting down people without the right paperwork? Where the hell is that? What are you talking about, you crazy person?
Yeah.
Calling for a suspension of immigration enforcement right now. Wow.
You know, one of the hard things that happens as a grown-up, I got a situation like that going on now. And it's what America was doing yesterday. For a lot of us, is you got a really horrible situation, and there's nothing you can do about it easily.
Nope.
And every part of your brain is wanting to solve the problem right now. This is terrible. It can't go on. And it's not something that's easy to solve, and it's very hard to accept that.
Yeah, yeah, true that. The best you can do is manage it. Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut. I remember he was in office. He was involved in the Sandy Hook shooting in one way or another. I remember in the response to it. He was impassioned yesterday. Let's hear clip 53, then I have a comment.
Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority? If your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing. What are we doing?
The most impassioned voice with a catch in the throat gets a lot of attention. I get it. It's dramatic. This is a time for sober conversation, and I realize people are so still upset and horrified. You should be upset and horrified.
I saw that live. It was like 10 minutes after the news came out. It's hard to be calm about anything right then.
Sure, yeah. Granted. But again, passionate speeches, Joe Biden, Steve Kerr, Chris Murphy, that's not what it takes. It takes digging into very difficult questions. This is Chris Swecker, who's a former assistant director of the FBI, who appeared on Fox News last night, 55.
But I do school security assessments quite often, and I advocate always for an armed security guard at every school, especially the elementary schools where the little ones can't run, hide, fight. You can't do that with the little ones. They don't have the, you know, the acumen and the wherewithal to do that.
And we have a couple other comments on that sort of thing. Focus on prevention, training, and arming teachers. Have a number of quotes on the rotten society, the anxiety and depression, the way kids are being raised. It's a complex stew, friends.
Yeah, a third of U.S. households, these are statistics are old. I'll bet it's much higher now. Yeah, this is from about 3 years ago. I'll bet it's drastically different. But 3 years ago, a third of U.S. households had a gun. I'll bet it's... God, it might be approaching half. That was the last year or so, the amount of guns people bought. Of course, it could have been a lot of the households buying yet another gun. That happens a lot.
Yeah, true, and there are so many households. But I would argue it's probably edging closer to 40%.
A couple of stats for you, among other things, this hour. Also, Ricky Gervais' new Netflix special that's getting so much attention. He had an explanation for jokes that I just loved. As a guy who makes a joke now and then, I'd love you to hear it. Among other things coming up.
Show.
So, as a couple of guys who stray into the territory of humor,
the occasional bon mot or play on words,
I like what I haven't watched the Ricky Gervais special like Joe and Michael have, but
first three quarters of it, anyway, hilarious, brutally irreverent.
Right, and he's supposedly in trouble for trans comments, which we discussed yesterday, had on our podcast. One more thing, if you want to hear that, check that out. But I really think this is thought-provoking.
Welcome to my show. It's not a show. There's no dancers or jugglers. It's basically a bloke talking, which is essentially what stand-up comedy is, isn't it? A bloke talking. Sexist. What about all the funny female comedians? Like, No. Right. No. I'm not doing that. Okay, right. That was irony, okay? There's going to be a bit of that throughout the show. See if you can spot it, okay? Now, that's when I say something I don't really mean for comic effect. And you as an audience, you laugh at the wrong thing because you know what the right thing is. It's a way of satirizing attitudes. Like that first joke, I use the old-fashioned sexist trope that women aren't funny. Now, in real life, I know there are loads of funny women. Like, I did it again. Well spotted. Good.
But his point there needs to be known by more people. I said something I know isn't true. I don't believe it myself. And you laughed because you know it's not true. But it's an outrageous thing to say. Neither exactly. One of us believe what I said. Neither one. Nobody in this room right now believes the thing I said. So why is anybody upset?
Well, and indeed, the wadded panty snowflake crowd would howl for his hide for making a sexist joke, when indeed what actually happened, as he pointed out, was that the comedian and the audience agreed that point of view is wrong or dopey.
Yeah, it's actually the opposite of what... Now, he picked something, women aren't funny, which isn't controversial enough to get you in trouble, but some of the trans stuff is, and some of the trans stuff he says is because he doesn't believe it, and you don't believe it, and it's a ridiculous thing to say, and so everybody laughs at saying the opposite of what we believe.
Right. And some of the trans stuff was completely sincere, however,
oh, yeah,
which
oh,
he
yeah.
makes
oh,
clear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and he points out, and the reaction from his notably youngish audience is that, yes, that which is clearly true, women give birth, period, is an opinion held by roughly 98% of the planet. It's just that the 2% who hold the other view are very loud and very vicious in bringing down anybody who dares disagree with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, though. It will offend you, guaranteed. I don't care who you are.
Like watching Family Guy, you will be offended.
Yes.
We got much more on the way. Hope you can stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I paid $6.10 a gallon for gas yesterday. That's the most I've ever paid in my life.
I know. At the Chevron.
Although
it's so bad.
One respondent said, you're at the Chevron there, cheaper places. Yes, the place across the street was 2 cents cheaper. I have a 20-gallon truck. That's 40 cents. I'm not avoiding the left turn to save 40 cents. If you want to, go ahead. But I'm not.
Listen to the rich man. Throwing 40 cents around like it's nothing.
40 cents, which you have to realize is like 30 cents a year ago. So now we're talking about 30 cents. So our boss, we have many, many bosses. How many bosses do we have?
Innumerable.
We only have one boss, a carpenter from Nazareth. But I was
about to throw in God as my co-pilot, and you beat me. You win.
We have a lot of bosses, but our boss just said he's been bouncing around the dial, and what we're doing is unique to everything else he's heard, and I don't doubt that, because I think generally what we do is unique to the coverage on a lot of stories, for better or worse. But I was thinking about why is that? What is going on there that the coverage is so the same everywhere on these stories? I think we'd be better off with a broader set of views and opinions, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult to answer that question without coming off as like self-praising.
I just feel like it's my own curiosity that makes me want to explore. Would there be fewer of these shootings if you couldn't fire a gun as fast? I wonder that. I really do. I'm not making an argument for or against anything in the Second Amendment. I'm just wondering if the kid didn't have an AR-15, if he had a regular rifle where he'd have known, at best, I'm going to kill 8 fourth graders. I realize how awful that sounds. Sure. Would he have been less likely to do it? I wonder that.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay to wonder that, and it's okay to ask those questions. You know, I think part of it may be, you know, you made reference to one of our quote-unquote bosses, and the gent in question is a fine fellow whose opinion means a lot to me. I'll speak for myself. But we have the luxury of nobody ever tells us what to say. We don't have anybody who says, remember, guys, to fall in line with the XYZ because it's very important that blah, blah, blah. We never get that. And I don't know how the various big channels or big shows work. Do those people actually lack enough imagination to approach a topic like this the way we have? Or do they feel like their audience wouldn't tolerate it? Or what? I don't honestly know. Well, I'd have to ask them, I guess.
I certainly think you certainly don't hear people in the media very often, because we talked about this earlier. And I think this is the fastest thing we could do. In terms of, you want to do something and you want to do it fast, like right now, stop giving this guy's name, stop talking about what his grievances were, and I was just looking at the New York Post that had this cool, mysterious picture of him. Stop Yes. showing pictures like that. All mental health professionals agree that that leads to more of these. We could end that today. Bipartisan, nobody's going to argue with it, and it could happen in an hour. If you just, I've always thought, if you could get the current president, if you could get Joe Biden and, you know, leave Trump out of it, because then you get into that, don't have Joe Biden and George Bush together say, hey, we got the Second Amendment. You have the right to print anything. We would never get in the way of that. But all
First health, Amendment, yeah.
Mm-hmm. First Amendment, right. We are not the government trying to tell you what you can or can't print. All right. You got a Republican and a Democrat here. Here's the deal. All mental health professionals agree that raising the profile of these shooters leads to more shootings. So how about we downplay that? To sure. Quit showing the picture, quit putting the name out there.
And the message should be, hey, viewers, hey, listeners, we all know this is true, and if you need to read up on it, here's where to go. So yeah. pressure your local news station, pressure your newspaper, whatever. And it need not come from a government anything. I'd like to see it come from whoever's leading Major League Baseball and hitting this year,
right.
A basketball star, clergy, you know, you name it, the musicians, just anybody, everybody.
Yeah, somebody from the RAB, the Radio Association of Broadcasters, and same with TV or whatever, and whatever it is for newspapers, coming out and say, hey, let's all get in agreement here. The medical health professionals have weighed in. Lots of evidence on this. Lots of studies have been done. There is a contagion aspect to these things. It is known.
Yeah.
And usually within a couple of weeks of a high-profile shooting, and the higher the number of people killed, the more media attention it gets, which leads to more of these. It's just known. So let's try to tamp that down.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a couple of texts on a couple of different topics. This one.
I'll bet we did. We got about 7,000 emails.
Yeah, that's true. There are 20,000 homicides last year. That's 400 a week.
Wow.
When they come in groups and they're at a school and it's little kids, it gets way more attention, and I understand why.
And it should
and
get
it should.
Outsized attention.
Mm-hmm. But there are 55 homicides a day in this country. There are 2,000 drug overdoses a week. Mass shootings is a number compared to that, in terms of you're worried about the loss of human life.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty small. I mean, that's just. I guess part of it would be, I've got a fourth grader. Those are almost entirely fourth graders that were all murdered yesterday.
Yeah.
My fourth grader's not going to die of a drug overdose.
Not going to get into a neighborhood gang war.
So
could be caught in the crossfire, if I'm going to be fair. But
yeah, if you live in some neighborhoods.
At the same time, human beings react with horror and anger at seeing little ones hurt and killed.
Oh, of course, and we should.
And we should. We absolutely should. We must. Yeah. You know, I think I see a framework for moving towards solutions. I just don't know if anybody with the heft to get it going is doing it. I suppose I could take a leave of absence or spend my entire life organizing it. People would laugh it off and say, oh, a talk show host. Got this going. As if you can define somebody by the way they happen to draw a paycheck entirely. Well, I've always been offended by that notion for everybody. A plumber is just a plumber. Plumber might be the wisest man you've ever met in your life.
Oh, absolutely. We got a better chance toward moving toward a solution if we don't assume the worst motives on the other side. As watched, man, Scarborough on NBC this morning was just, oh my God. I mean, just painting the Republican Party as evil. You're all evil.
Well, somebody's evil.
There is a Second Amendment, and there is a right to own weapons to protect yourself, and a lot of people really believe that's important to the foundation of the country and it continuing to be free. That doesn't mean they like fourth graders being murdered. The other side of that, everybody who's talking about banning this weapon or that is not just trying to take all the guns. They also really hate the idea of fourth graders being murdered and are trying to come up with a way to stop that. So if we could all agree on those two things, I think we'd have a better chance. We got this text. Scroll down to the chart, and they sent me this chart from BBC. Because the rest of the world does look at the United States and wonder, what's up there? Because there is something weird in our culture with the shootings. There's a bunch of BBC charts. When was the iPhone released? When was Facebook launched? Almost all of the mass shootings since 1991, because that was Columbine, and that was obviously pre-iPhone, pre-social media. But almost all of them on the chart happened after the two elements became part of our culture. Is that a coincidence or not? I think it speaks more to the known fact that we were talking about earlier, that there's a contagion aspect to these, and if they get enough attention and the word gets out, we have a better way of spreading the contagion now. Mm-hmm. iPhone and mass media. I was telling my son yesterday, as I was telling my sixth grader about this, because I wanted him to hear it from me, what happened, so I could frame it the way I wanted to frame it. But I was telling him, man, it's so... I was getting lots of dings on my phone. I said, everybody's reacting to this, and people were wanting to express themselves. And I said, when I was your age, quite possibly I wouldn't have heard about it until I turned on the evening news at 5:30. There was just no way for the news to spread then. But now, everybody's getting their phone dinged and probably getting misinformation, because in the early hours of these things, almost everything you hear turns out to be false. So then people react to things that aren't even true in emotional ways. That has really got to do with the contagion. So I don't know if you can blame Facebook and Instagram and everything like that in the same way we normally do, and just that it spreads the information. It spreads a contagion so much better.
Yeah, which is a really interesting angle to this. I was thinking about in the more classic way that social media and staring at the phone and not spending time with each other and shallow online relationships as opposed to 360-degree in-person relationships are a contagion. They're really hurting kids especially. But, you know, Columbine, which I think was 1999, wasn't it?
Okay.
Pre-iPhone, the rest of it. And I think that's right. Anyway, because that was the year Delaney was born, and it kind of made an impression on me, as you might guess. But again, the fact that some school shootings predated social media and the rest of this, what we're talking about, doesn't disprove anything. I'm sure you've heard mental health professionals or other people, friends, relatives, loved ones, sometimes talk about someone's descent into whatever, what led them to a suicide, their descent into drug addiction and an overdose, their descent into becoming a hardcore criminal. In short, any terrible outcome. It's never a single factor. It's never a single incident. It's a vulnerability plus a bad turn in the road plus a bad decision. It's a inborn tendency toward anger plus bullying plus no dad being in the home plus social media. People descend into this in multiple steps, in multiple ways. Any search for a single solution is doomed to failure. Any search for a simple, single explanation is doomed to failure.
What do you think of the idea of, we got to this text, we protect presidents, lawmakers, banks, all kinds of different businesses. Now, the mall. If I go to the mall right now, the fancy mall, they got an armed guard standing outside the watch store. And the question being, if we're willing to have an armed guard outside the watch store, should we have an armed guard at every school?
I would be highly tempted to say yes. And if it's handled the right way, because school resource officers can be wonderful influences on the kids. I just read an article about one who's a prince. He does his job the right way. And we could just cancel a couple of wasteful federal programs and pay for this like it's couch, you know, change dug from beneath the couch cushions. Pay for it effortlessly. I'd be tempted to say yes if it's handled right.
How much that would help? So this 18-year-old was on the campus for 30 minutes total. I don't know how much of that was the shooting part of it. I don't even like getting into these details, but for the purpose of this discussion of having an armed guard there, he went into the room and closed the door. All those kids were killed in one room. So he basically just, just horrible. Armed guard can't be it. You can't have an armed guard in every room, at every room. How soon could he have gotten over? I don't know. It would be better than not. I have to assume.
Wouldn't it be lovely if anyone unauthorized coming onto campus was known, was seen, was protected?
Yeah, I have opinions about that as a guy who goes onto a school every single day. But maybe I'll talk about that next. We got some other stuff to bring up. Got to take a break. That's on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So The Hill is reporting that Charles Schumer, well, he said it on the floor, so we could probably have grabbed the audio tape of William. But Charles Schumer, who's the leader of the Senate, he decides what legislation is brought and what is not. And he said that he will not immediately bring gun control measures to the floor because he doesn't expect them enough to muster enough Republican votes to pass. That's a good way to present it, to make it seem like it would if it weren't for those awful Republicans. But pretty decent chance you don't have 50 Democrat votes on a lot of the stuff you want to do also. I'll mention background checks in a second. That's the easiest one, probably. But the ban on assault-style weapons, okay, got to do a fine assault-style weapon and get down to the nitty-gritty on that and all that sort of stuff. And I don't think you have 50 Democratic votes either.
Well, and not only that, but we live in the era, we've talked about this before, where they will knowingly pass something unconstitutional, knowing the Supreme Court will bail them out from having violated right. the Constitution or causing problems. It's like, you know, dad says, all right, a big bag of marshmallows for everybody. And mom steps up and says, no, you're not giving people a bag of marshmallows. And dad tries to claim credit as the great, I was going to do it for you. Look, it was me and mom who did it. It's just, it's idiotic. It's childish. It's un-American. And by the way, I believe it violates their oath.
New York Times, for instance, the article just came out in the last hour of things that we should do now, and one of them was raise the age to 21 to buy a gun, because this we've had a couple of under 21ers kill a whole bunch of people, including yesterday, and I'm willing to have that discussion, whether, you know, or not, but constitutionally, it just doesn't fly. The rights of the Constitution apply to if you're 18, you're an adult, and so it applies to you. This was just ruled on in San Diego. San Diego said you couldn't get a gun until you're 21. Then a judge stepped in and said, no, you can't do that. That's constitutional. Oh, it was actually the Ninth Circuit, wasn't it, that stepped in on that one?
I believe it was, yeah.
And so a three-judge panel decided, no, the Second Amendment applies to 19-year-olds just like a 21-year-old. So you got that problem. Now, on the background check thing. Now, I live in a state that's already got harsh gun laws on that kind of stuff. Harsh. That's prejudicial. Already has that. But for other states, should that be a federal law? Would it have made any difference with this 18-year-old, a background check? I haven't seen anything yet that I think it would. I know the murderer in Buffalo had some stuff in his youth that might have applied, but that doesn't cross over to you when you're an adult. That doesn't go to your record as an adult.
Well, hang on now. Let's talk about that briefly. If you are, like, certifiable at age 17, that record gets tossed out on your 18th birthday? Come on now.
Yeah. It's complicated.
We've now entered Final Thoughts with your host, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
We got a new Final Thoughts intro in today. It's hilariously incompetent. Perhaps another day. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michelangelo, our technical director. Michael, final thought?
Yeah, if you're a dad, be involved with your son. Teach him, you know, if they're getting bullied, help them out, and teach them to control their emotions. Dads are really important.
Here, here. Young Alex is our behind-the-scenes producer. Alex, final thought for us?
Yeah, I had something fun sports-related, but today's not the day for it. My thoughts and prayers to everybody out there. If you're feeling a certain type of way, feeling down about anything, talk to somebody. Get some help. You're not alone in this world.
Right. Jack, a final thought for us?
Yeah, since Alex used that phrase, for instance, on my crusade to quit assigning the worst motives to people on the other side, I'm seeing a lot of criticism of the term thoughts and prayers. Hey, most of the people saying thoughts and prayers actually mean they're thinking about the victims and their families and praying that they're all okay. That's what they mean. It's not cover for anything. They weren't paid by the NRA. That's just what they're feeling.
It's not a suggestion that they're unwilling to consider anything else at all.
Absolutely not.
It's an expression of concern. Oh, gosh, I don't know. My final thought. If you're angry at the world and you want to hurt people, why don't you try helping somebody instead? Maybe helping a bunch of people. I think you'll find that'll make you a hell of a lot happier than hurting people will.
Yep. And if you are thinking of some sort of murder-suicide, how about you do it in the reverse order? If we can't convince you of Joe's idea, how about you do it in the reverse order? Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. If you want to drop us a line, do it. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com is the email address. Pick up some great A&G swag. We have hot links for you there. Everything we talked about, all sorts of articles and interesting news stories every day at armstrongandgetty.com.
Yep, we will see you tomorrow. God bless America.
The suspect was able to make entry into the school and started shooting anybody that was in his way.
When I grew up, we didn't have these situations.
You know, shootings are a very horrible example of the rot that's going on in our country.
It's time to act. When are we going to do something?
Yeah, we would like to do something, my emotional friends. The what is the question. The how is the question.
There were some simple solutions, we'd be on them, although plenty of you think there are simple solutions.
There aren't. There aren't.
Armstrong and Getty.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.